Kellen Brown, 5'11", 165-pound junior.
With these teams being in a conference now, couldn't we make this like we got the battle for Wood County? We got, you know, with Marshfield. We've got the jug with Point. Couldn't we, shouldn't this game be played somewhere in Illinois and and then it should be the battle for Abe? The battle for Honest Abe?
There you go.
I mean, the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Bronze statue of Abe there.
Perfect.
And then you got the old Abe's. You know, I'm always thinking.
Yeah, always a step ahead.
Not usually.
So the left footer puts foot to ball, and he kicks it to the right sideline. Out of bounds she goes. And Rapids will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. I say gingerly because we've seen it change on us throughout the year, and one never knows.
I'm pretty sure this is a pretty standard one here.
Yeah, I would hope
so. Want to quick give a good shout-out to got some family listening over from Pulaski, Green Bay area. My sister, Sarah, she's a 03 graduate, and her little boy, Oliver, 6 years old. Oliver, hope you're listening to learn. He's a big football fan. Of course, my dear, sweet mother, Jane, she's listening, I hope. She might not be now.
That's the end of that. First and 10 for Rapids. They do mark it at the 35-yard line as they head towards the south goal line. Three runners in the backfield to give it to the tail of the group and gets hit at the line of scrimmage and maybe is able to push forward for a yard or two before the head linesman blows the whistle and calls the play dead. Let's give him the 37-yard line for a gain of two.
I think that's fair.
Second down and 8 from the Rapids 37.
Yeah, it's going to be, like I said, talking with James this week, Rapids has so much trouble scoring points, but Everest gives up a lot of points. So we'll see how this goes. Something's going to have to give.
Rasmussen under center. They give it on the dive, and that's up the middle, and that's lots of
points.
Tearing across the 40, 45, crosses midfield up to the 47-yard line of the old Abes for a pickup of 16 yards for Sawyer Brooks.
Seeing as this is the battle for Abe Lincoln, you could say that was honest work.
Woo. He'll be here all night, folks.
Sorry about that.
So from the old Abe's 47-yard line, first and 10. That was a nice run and a good push by the offensive front of the Red Raiders as the dive is run off the right guard this time. And again, running hard, pushing the pile forward. Finally a standstill, but it's going to be very near the stick, maybe a yard shy. We'll give him a carry of 9 on the play. It'll be second down and 1 at the 38-yard line of Memorial.
That's good hard running. There's no other way to put it. He's running hard. He's getting yards. And honestly, I think both teams are going to be doing a bit of this tonight.
You know, that's the very first two tonight after play number one. But these last two plays, they just hit the hole so fast and so hard that they had 5 yards before any contact was even made. And then they just pushed the old Abe's back to the extra 4 or 5 yards. So second down and a single yard to go again. No wideouts in this set. 3 running backs. And they fake the dive, and Rasmussen's going to keep it. Gets hit at the 32-yard line for a pickup of 6. And another Rapids first and 10.
And another Wisconsin Rapids first down.
Jonah, 6'3", 220-pound senior. So carries a little bulk there as he ran into the defensive back and sent him tumbling backwards.
Good-sized kid. He's really bulked up since last year. But that's teenagers for you.
Yeah. Already over 2 minutes gone by here in quarter number 1. And the dive off the right-hand side once again. That'll work the way up to the 26-yard line. So a couple of quick hitters as Sawyer Brooks gets those 6 yards. And it'll be second down and 4. And hey, those quick hitters have just been working well so far in this early drive of the ball game for Rapids.
They've got Memorial on their heels, so hopefully this can keep up. They can sustain it, because that's one thing Rapids has struggled with. They get good drive sustaining, and then they can't score.
Second and 4, Rasmussen under center. gives it to the tail of the three. And working his way across the 20, still grinding the feet as Lehman, and he's going to get to the 18-yard line for another gain of 8 and another Rapids first and 10. Chewing up clock, chewing up yardage. Got to like both.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Rapids not even attempt to pass.
They don't have any wideouts in the opening drive here. Everybody's all 11 are in tight, three in the backfield, and just going straight ahead, basically, and yeah, try to overpower the old Abe.
If you're averaging that many yards per carry, there's no need.
There's the dive off the right side once again, pushing the pile to the 12-yard line. That's three straight carries of 6 yards for Rapids.
Yeah.
Sawyer Brooks that time doing the damage for Rapids. So, sound like a broken record, but second and four. 8-12, we're almost a third of the way through quarter number one. Rasmussen comes back from the sideline and heads into the huddle. Says, why don't we just keep running up the middle? And they go, okay. Something like that is what the call was. I don't know if that was the technical terminology.
Well, who's technical around here?
And the handoff straight ahead up to the 7-yard line for, uh-oh, only a gain of 5.
They're slipping.
But what it does do is make it a first and goal, a goal for Rapids from the 7-yard line. So, barring a penalty or a turnover, it should be one or two plays before they're in the zone, unless somehow Memorial can stiffen here.
Which zone is that? AutoZone? Come on, Randy.
I got nothing. First down, there's Lehman. Dancing towards the 4. Does he get to the 4? Yeah, they're going to give him the 4-yard line. So they all held him to 3 that time. It'll be second and goal. Stiffened up a little bit. Boy, about the time, you know, everybody starts bunching inside, all you got to do is take it around the end, and you just about Rasmussen walks into the end zone.
Yeah, they're going to have to start honoring that. That's...
So Jonah has the troops to the line of scrimmage. Two behind him, one the tail of the two. And they take the handoff, pushing it off. Center left guard, going to get to the 2. So they went 6-5-3-2 on the carries, and they are at the 2-yard line. And it's now third down and goal for Rapids. So a little bit of tightening up the defense here. After Rapids was taken off 6-8 yards at a chunk. Now suddenly faced with that third and goal from the 2. And like you said, Michael, like to see him punch it in here and not stall out. Here's the handoff.
I think he got in.
To the end zone. Rapids thinks he did. No official signal. There it is. Touchdown, Rapids. Sawyer Brooks takes it in for the Raiders. And they grab the early 6-0 lead. That's good they were able to finish it off.
Yeah, that's that we've seen that how many times, that they'll score first, and then after that they kind of nosedive after that, the old Randy Paul nosedive
right
off of a curb. that's always a fun story. We talk about, you don't really save it for basketball, but yeah, I think Rapids has a very good chance at just keeping this up, sustaining it.
A little bit of a high snap, but put down, kicks on the way, and the kick is good. And with 6:11 to go here in quarter number one, Rapids grabs the early lead, 7-0. As we'll step out, you're listening to Red Raider Football, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Do you have some gently used items that you want to get rid of? Donate them to the Love It Again Thrift Store. If you have questions about your items, just call 715-315-4689. Love It Again Thrift Store is a ministry of Love, Inc.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid-70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, then sunny, cooler, and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Breezy at times as well. Right now it's 58.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5.
Kyler Tritzall set to tee it up and send the kickoff from left to right across your radio dial. Heading towards FM 105.5, puts foot to ball, and it pops it up. It's going to land at about the 35-yard line.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what.
That's Riley a big boy hit
Adam
right there.
Almost got there before the recovery was made for the Old Abes that time. Yes. Let's see who was that for. Oliver Vike was the man who made the recovery. Fortunate to get it, but not so fortunate to take that lick.
That was a heck of a hit. He could have jarred that out, too. I mean, he timed that perfectly.
So the ball at the 35-yard line, just as if they had kicked it out of bounds. First and 10, first offensive series for Eau Claire Memorial. And they'll hand it off to that big back, Shamar Simmons. And not much doing off the right-hand side as he picks up maybe a yard.
I think that's about what you got to give him.
Gain of one, second down and nine. Matthew Bollard in on the tackle for Rapids. Shotgun formation, left-hander throws it out there. That's Aaron Gundlach. And the pass is completed and taken up to the 43-yard line for a gain of seven on the play. It'll bring up third down and two. Julius Clark on the reception. This is a 6 foot, 170-pound senior. So quickly up to the line of scrimmage for the Old Abes. And there's a handoff to Simmons, and he's going to get the first down around the right side and more as he'll cross midfield, 45, 40-yard line as he picks up 17 yards on that carry.
Thinking 17 and with my math skills.
First and 10. Well, I'll tell you what, you don't have much time to write down stats here. Simmons off the right side again as they hurry it up. And he takes it around the right-hand side. They bring him down at the 36-yard line for a gain of four. And it'll be second down and six as the Old Abes right back to the line of scrimmage. Pistol formation. One wide receiver on the bottom of the screen. The left-hander back to throw. Gets whacked when he lets it fly, and it's incomplete. As he had to get rid of that before he wanted to, Nathan Arndorfer, the 6 foot, 175-pound senior, was the intended receiver.
This is a contrast of styles, just the physical, poundy nature of Wisconsin Rapids and Eau Claire with a little bit of dash and speed.
Yeah, what was he, 5 for 19 last week?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. There's a pass, got a man open at the first down marker, takes it ahead to the 27-yard line for a gain of nine on the play. And the Old Abes with another first down as they hurry back up to the line of scrimmage. The umpire has to say, hold on, guys, we've got to wait for the chains to move. And now they put it in play. And here's the handoff off the left-hand side. Not much running room to the left. This time it was Simmons again on the carry, and they will say he has stopped right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard.
I think they give him a yard.
Yeah, they say one to the 26, second and nine. 4:30 to go, quarter number one. Rapids on top, 7-0. This is the first possession for Eau Claire Memorial. Rolling to his right. Gundlach going to let it fly for the corner of the end zone and overshoots the intended receiver. Maybe got behind the defensive back. The safety coming over the top for Rapids. And the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. And it'll bring up a third down and nine. And this is the only thing that'll slow him down, because they have to get all the way back to the line of scrimmage with the receivers and reload it.
Yeah, you know, on that one, I thought the safety for Rapids actually had the best play on it. I think it hit him in the hands, but he was going to be out of bounds.
And Locke back to throw again. Nobody's open.
Wrapped him up.
They got him at the 30. Wiggles ahead to maybe the 29-yard line, but it's going to be a loss of three. And that'll bring up fourth down and 12th as Kyler Tritz in there quickly. And the Old Abe's not even hesitating, but we have a flag and a hold. That'll be declined and bring up a fourth and 12. That was an interesting decision, right? Could make it a third down and 19 or fourth down and 12. I think you made the right call.
I think so, too. And you got another.
Somebody's offside, I think. He's
delay a game, I thought.
It looked like he had his hands on the hips. And they're going to be against the Rams.
I guess it was. Well, that's one way to bail them out.
Yeah. So now it'll be fourth down and 7 from the 24-yard line.
Yeah, that's put it down. Just about. Yeah.
A little more manageable now. Gunlock back in shotgun formation, pistol. Fake it to Simmons. Pass over the middle, and interference is going to be called. As a little bit of a grab that time by the safety helping over the top, and that'll be a first down by penalty for the Old A's.
And I don't think he really even had to do it. That's the worst part.
So that should put it ahead, 12-yard penalty.
Just mistakes, Randy, mistakes. And this is the time of year where, part of the season, where you shouldn't be making those mistakes.
Well, just a little over-aggressive, I guess.
Yeah.
So first and 10 from the 12 as the umpire sets the ball and they put it in play. And here's the fake on the handoff. Gunlock going to keep it himself, and he's driving forward across the 10 down to the 5-yard line. Quick pickup of 7 on the play. And bring up a second down and 3. I don't believe we've seen this kind of hurry up all year long.
No, not. We used to see it all the time in the Fox Valley schools when the Valley Football Association, but we haven't seen anything like this year maybe. Maybe Everest does a little bit of it, but.
Simmons gets the pitch to the left, cuts it back at the 5, getting to the end zone. Touchdown, Eau Claire Memorial, as they respond very nicely with a quick drive of their own at the 3:22 mark of quarter number 1.
Now, do they kick or do they go for 2?
Well, it seems like they have a strong leg kicker, but right now they're not sending him out. Instead, they send out a wide out to the left. They've got 4 people, 3 surrounding quarterback Gunlock. They give it off to Simmons. He's going to go for the right pylon.
And he ran him over.
And he runs it into the end zone. And Eau Claire Memorial at the 3:22 mark of quarter number 1 grabs the lead at 8-7. We'll step out. You're listening to Raiders Football on WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So Eau Claire Memorial comes into the town, our house, and gets themselves a identical 11-play, 65-yard drive, but the 2-point conversion makes it 8-7, Old Abe's, and now a squib kick that goes along the ground. It's muffed a little bit, but finally picked up and recovered for Rapids by Rapids. That was recovered by Jordan Gustafson. And Rapids will take over in a little bit better field position than they did on their first drive, this time starting from the 42-yard line.
Well, Gustafson, that always puts me back to grumpy old men. Gustafson, Walter Matthau. You've seen that, Randy. I hope you have.
Sorry.
Oh, you can make the reference to our house in the middle of the street, but you can't get Randy.
I listen to music.
Oh, Randy, I am disappointed.
I watch too many replays of football games.
That works, yeah. I do that too.
First and 10. Here's that dive off the left-hand side again, and Rapids pushing it forward to cross the 45-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 4 on the play. Oh, they only mark the 45. Make it 3.
He'll get 3 and like it.
So the Raiders now 2nd down and 7. two wideouts in this set. Running off the right side.
Ooh, he'll spit that ball
boy,
up.
It was coming loose, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Lehman hung on to it at the 49, however. Game four on the carry. And it'll bring up a third and three for Rapids.
This is that in-between territory, really, for Rapids.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been getting over 3 yards per carry most of their plays. But Memorial's starting to figure it out a little bit, I would think.
Fake the handoff, take it to the outside, cross midfield, and push back, and then push back forward. That time on the carry for the Raiders was Landon Pilot. And he's going to get it across the 50-yard line, the 45 to the 42. So that'll be a gain of 9 on the carry. And a fresh set of downs for Rapids at the Eau Claire 42-yard line. Kind of interesting. When they pitched it out, he got hit at about the 45-yard line, bounced backwards about a half yard, and then still went forward to the 42. So Rapids, the entire first drive, everybody was tight inside, all 11. This time they've got wideouts in the sets. On top of the screen this time. And, oh, good penetration by Memorial that time. As Rapids almost got bet in the backfield. And ball is on the 40-yard line loose, but they say down by contact. And I think we're going to give it to Rasmussen on the carry that time. And they'll mark it at the 41. So only a gain of 1. It'll be second down and 9 from the 41-yard line.
I believe that was Richardson, actually. He's come in for some quarterback play here and there.
Huh?
Owen Richardson.
You are correct.
Whoa, wait. What?
I was wrong. Rasmussen, I believe, back in. Fakes the pitch. Hands it off up the middle. Nothing doing for Lehman. Maybe a gain of 1 up to the 40. And it'll bring up a third down and 8. And just like that, the old Abes have stiffened the middle up a little bit as we are now down to our last 50 seconds of quarter number 1.
Yeah, they're going to have to try to stretch that a little bit. And I mean, when they did with Pilot, that worked very well, I thought.
Lawson Heffner on top of the screen in the wideout position. Third down for Rapids. Dive up the middle. Hit the line of scrimmage hard, but in on the tackle that time for Eau Claire Memorial was Gus Chumas as Lehman works it up to the 37-yard line for a gain of 3. It'll bring up a fourth down and 5. And Rapids does not have to run a play here as we're down to the final 5 seconds of quarter number 1. Let's see if they hurry up and try to run it here. 1, I don't think they got it off. They did not. They tried to draw the old Abes offside, but the official says, nope, we've come to the end of quarter number 1, where the scoreboard reads, Eau Claire Memorial 8, Wisconsin Rapids 7. We'll take a quick 1-minute timeout. We'll be back with more from Southwood County Stadium right after this.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Number 2, Owen Richardson, the quarterback, fakes the handoff. He's back to throw. Eludes one would-be rusher. Got a man wide open.
Oh, yeah.
25, 20. Knocked down at the 16-yard line. And the reception made for Rapids. I believe that was Peter Steinhoff. So, first down for Rapids. after a 4th and 5. And the ball now down at the
16-yard line.
So a gain of 21 on the carry. And a fresh set of downs for Rapids. Great way to start a new quarter. Rasmussen back on the field at the QB position for Lincoln. He takes, he fakes, he runs to his right, pitches it out the right-hand side at the 15, the 10, down to the 7-yard line for Lehman. And a pickup of 9 on that quick carry.
Nice job reading that, kicking it out to the side, and even better job reading that pitch. That was very well done for the young Rapids runner there.
Lehman, the 6'2", 180-pound junior for Rapids, now faced with a 2nd and 1 at the 7-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial. Trying to answer the touchdown drive by the old Abes are the Raiders. Under center is Rasmussen. Takes, turns, dive off the left side.
Not even touched.
The end zone. Sawyer Brooks, his 2nd touch of the ball game. And Rapids regains the lead here in quarter number 2 at the 10:42 mark. Now leading it by 5. It's kind of assuming we'll go for 2.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little early to worry about that, but I mean, who knows what this game's going to bring, man.
Yeah, it tries to get you the lead back up to 7, so we'll see how it plays out here as 3 are in the backfield. This looks like the set that they ran that entire first drive. And they fake it. They little pop pass over the middle, but it's batted down and intended for Kyler Tritt, so the point after conversion is no good. And with 10:42 to go in quarter number 2, Rapids regains the lead, 13-8. We'll take a minute break. You're listening to WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Tritt has it teed up at the 40-yard line and puts foot to ball and pooches it up again. And that ball is loose. Rapids thinks they have it. Let's wait and see. No official signal yet.
Yes, they do. They're coming out of it.
And Rapids will recover it at the old Abe's 40-yard line. First and 10, Rapids on the little pooch kick down the right sideline.
Well, now they're talking about it.
Yeah. I never did see him signal. Everybody was cheering, and the defense came out for Eau Claire Memorial.
I mean, when the Rapids player comes out with the ball, I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory.
It's a good sign, right?
Well,
still discussing it, however. Not quite sure.
Yep.
Now they say it's Rapids ball.
Now, was it just a recover of the kick, or did they fumble it? Touch it and then...
Yeah.
I think I'm not... Okay.
Turns out to be much ado about nothing, right? So, yep. Rapids will have it at the 40-yard line of the old Abes, 1st and 10. That's one way to keep that high-powered, fast-paced offense off.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, is if you want to look at it this way, they just stole possession.
Right. Rasmussen is the quarterback. 1st and 10, he'll pitch it to the left side. Oh, that was sniffed out nicely, but breaking a tackle for Rapids and running it down the left sideline, 40, 35, 30, and finally brought down at about the 26-yard line after a gain of 14.
Number 4, Landon Pilot.
Landon Pilot was hit in the backfield, bounced off the would-be tackler. It was a brand new set of downs. Boy, it looked like it was going to end up being about an 8-yard loss.
Yeah, I'm not going to fault the Eau Claire player for that. I mean, he was there. He had him wrapped up, but good running on the part of Landon Pilot for getting out of that.
A couple times he had some nice runs already here tonight. Top of the screen, Hefner split out, got a 10 in tight. And here's the dive off the
left-hand
side to the 15, knocked out of bounds at the 13. On the carry is Cohen Lehman. So half the way to the goal from the 26-yard line, pickup of 13. And another first and 10 for Rapids. Lehman just a junior running back. Kind of a cool little display on the screen they had for Cohen. 9:55 to go here. Quarter number two, Rapids on top, 13-8 after recovering that little pooch kick. Chance to build on their five-point advantage. This time Richardson, the quarterback, he'll pitch it to Pilot, and he's going to be corralled back at the 15, but is able to work his way back to the line of scrimmage, so it ends up being no gain on the play, and it'll be second down and 10 from ECM's 13-yard line. Sounds like a singing group, doesn't it?
ECM?
Kind of like,
yeah.
REM?
So there was Pilot on the carry?
It was. 9:25 and counting here in the second quarter. Rapids at the 13-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial, leading by 5. Here's Rasmussen. He'll take it on the dive straight ahead again. Ever since that opening drive, boy, Eau Claire Memorial's done a pretty good job stuffing up that middle. Only a gain of 1 on that carry.
And they're really pinching on the insides, those A gaps, B gaps. So that means if you can beat them to the perimeter, you got a chance.
So they mark it at the 12, third and 10 from the 12. Rapids breaks the huddle.
Already 10 carries, 50 yards for Lehman.
And we still have 8:30 to go here in quarter number two. This time the keeper by Rasmussen was hit at the 10, spun free to the 9, worked his way to the 8 for a pickup of 4. And that makes a 4th and 5 for Rapids inside the 10-yard line. And now Rapids looks like they're going to kick the field goal.
No.
See if they can't get the lead up to 8. So Kitts comes on to attempt the kick from the 15-yard line. It'll be a 25-yarder. So the lines are set. Snap is good. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And with 7:51 to go in quarter number two, Rapids increases their lead to 8. At 16-8, we'll take a quick 1-minute timeout. Once again, back with more right after this.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Kickoff is going to be headed all the way down to the 22-yard line. One hopper picked up, returned at the 30, 35, 40. And all the way up to the 43-yard line of Eau Claire. And that's where the Old Dames will start from their own 43-yard line. First and 10. Second possession now for Eau Claire as they've fumbled that last kickoff. And here's a pass out to the side. Nicely played by the cornerback for Rapids.
Blowing up, baby.
Maybe a loss of three back to the 39, maybe 4 yards. Yeah, we'll see a loss of four. Nope, three. He's going to mark it at the 40. Changed his mind.
And hurrying up.
Second and 13 now at the 40-yard line. Here's the handoff to Simmons. Right side, cuts it back.
Flag.
Flag flying. That's going to be a hold. So they would have got up to the 44-yard line, but hold everything.
You got chokes too, Randy.
Well, I got too many little kids that I play with.
First penalty for Eau Claire.
Rapids with one on that. They were offside one time, right?
And the pass interference, so technically two.
Correct.
Two for 17 yards.
So 10-yard penalty. Ball goes back to the 30-yard line. It'll be second and 23. Back to throw. They're going to set up a screen pass out here.
Oh.
The receiver catches at the 27-yard line, and he simply falls down. And the reception, I believe, out there was made by Mason Lauscher, a 5'11", 235-pound sophomore.
Big number 99. Lost, what, a yard?
Three.
Three.
Brings up the third down and Country Mile. Pressure is coming once again on Gundlach. He rolls to his left, throws downfield, and don't get a penalty. Went up for the high catch, and he hit him when it went over his fingertips, but I don't think I saw
a
flag fly.
No pink flags tonight.
So the incomplete pass will result in a fourth down and 25 yards to go for the Old Aves. That'll bring out, I would think, the punt unit. Yep, a quick kick by the quarterback. It's kind of a good kick, too. It lands at the 38 of Rapids and
just
goes
died.
Straight up in the air and just died right there. You're right.
Own 37 start.
Make it to 38. I guess they're going to give him that extra yard just to mess with us. Per usual.
Yep.
So this will be the fourth possession for Rapids now, as they have not been stopped. Two touchdowns and a field goal for their 16 points. They have an extra point kick, missed two-point conversion, and a made field goal. So kind of an odd combination to get to the 16 points. You're thinking, must have been two touchdowns and two-point conversions, right?
Yeah, something like that.
6:24, just about halfway through this second quarter of action. Rapids with the football at their own 37. Fake the dive. Rasmussen keeps. Goes over the left tackle, 40 to the 43-yard line. And that's a quick 5 yards for the Raiders. And it brings up a second down and five. You had a chance to get over to Port Edwards this afternoon.
Yes, I did, and I saw a heck of a ball game. Didn't unfortunately go for Port. Bit of a slow start really did them in. But
what was it? Ended up falling 20-14?
Yes, sure did. I mean, they had an interception in the end zone, a poorly timed fumble. I mean, there's no good time for a fumble, but poorly timed fumble when on a wide run, running what receiver, and just couldn't overcome it.
Lehman on the dive straight up the middle. Rasmussen was hanging on as long as he can and finally gave it up for a gain of two. It'll be third down and a three now from the Rapids 45-yard line. Also tonight in action, Assumptions over at Pittsville. A little rivalry game going on over there. And, of course, Nakusa, they're down in a rivalry game as well as they're down in Green Devil territory taking on Adams Friendship. Here we have a third and five right below Michael and I at the 45-yard line of Rapids. They'll pitch it out to the right side. Pilot juggles it around a little bit. Gets whacked at the 46-yard line after a gain of one, and it'll be fourth down and two. And I tell you, he did get whacked.
Yes, he did.
It's Johnson on the stop that time. Plays a little golf, too, I think.
Yeah. Oof. I'm just thinking about that hit he got. I mean, he goes airborne and gets met.
Well, it looks like Rapids will be stopped for the first time unless they fake this.
Well, Kyler Tritz is out there, and he's normally the punter. So
sometimes Gilbertson punts as well.
Yep.
I don't know. Now they're lining up as if they're going to go for it.
They are.
That three back
timeout.
Rapid says, you know what, we should talk about this, make sure this is what we really want to do. And I said, that gives us a chance to talk to you about Homestead Golf and Country Club. As fall is approaching, why not head on out there? Paul has the course in great shape. Had a chance to get out there this week one night. Beautiful day tomorrow in the offing. After the round, you can stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked menu treats. Homestead, located just 2.5 miles west of town on Highway 73. By the way, make sure to say hi to Jamie and the entire staff from all of us at WIRI. Boy, what a beautiful start to fall in October here.
Yeah.
In central Wisconsin.
Yeah, that grass really ain't slowing down yet. That's for sure.
That's why I grow weeds.
That's a good point. Well, they're slowing down a little.
They're slowing down a little.
The trees are starting to turn. Those nights are getting nice and crisp.
Yeah, can feel it through the windows here in the booth at Southwood County Stadium. Beautiful night for home. Beautiful night for football, though, right? This is perfect playing weather. You know, kids stay hydrated.
I don't know. Port Edwards is cramping pretty bad today.
Are they?
Yeah.
Rapids going to go for it. At least they're showing that they will, unless they try to draw them offside here. Nope, they will hand it off to the second back through and spinning ahead to the 50-yard line for a gain of 4 and a fresh set of downs for Rapids.
Number 12,
Lehman, once again, does the job for Rapids.
Ninth first down of the game for Rapids. Believe it or not, 8 of them on the ground.
And with exactly 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, the first half of the ballgame, it's one of those situations where you'd like to chew up 4 minutes, get a touchdown, and go into halftime.
You read my mind.
Yep. Up by 8 right now. Could be 14 or 15 or 16.
Yep. I mean, you score, go up 2 scores.
Got a man down the left sideline, airing it out, and it's just off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Lawson Heppner. He had a couple of steps, but the defensive back closed quickly. And that was Richardson letting it fly downfield and just a bit long. Just a hair out of reach of Heppner.
Oof. That was close. Mm-hmm.
So instead, second down and 10 from midfield. And the clock stops now on the incomplete pass with 3:39 to go in the half. Of course, at halftime, we'll send it back to our studios. Seth Habiger back there, engineering our broadcast, doing his great job per usual. Thanks a lot, Seth. We surely appreciate
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
For sure.
One wide out. That's happening on the bottom of the screen. The other 10 in tight. And once again, Rasmussen back in there off the right tackle. And we got some running room across the 45 down to the
Matthew Pollard.
Matthew Pollard on the carry.
For 9 yards.
Up by number 6, Jacob Moretto.
Third and 1 for my former student on the carry.
We're all technically one of your former students, yeah, Randy. I'm always learning from you. Usually what not to do, but...
It's still a learning moment.
Yes, yes, yes. is our learnings.
Heppner, bottom of the screen. Again, this time under center is Rasmussen. Takes it. And he drops the exchange, and the old Abe say they got it. No signal from the officials yet, but the old Abe's come out of there with it. And it's going to be a turnover on the fumble. Just couldn't pull the ball out of the belly on the dive that time, and they both were hanging on too tight, and then suddenly it came popping free.
Yeah, hopefully Rapids defense can stiffen up again and at least preserve that lead going into the half.
So from the 42-yard line of Eau Claire, the old Abes, Gunlock throwing it down the left sideline and dropped at the 48-yard line. He was open, hit him right in the hands, and the receiver just could not hang on to it. It'll bring up a second down.
Kind of reminds me of the Packer game. How many times has it hit him right in the chest, right in the hands? And
Gunlock will hand it off to Simmons as he works his way to the 44-yard line for a gain of a couple.
Mark Simmons on the carry.
And now third down and 8 from the 44-yard line.
Tackle made by
Simmons
number 19,
gets up
Sam Matthews,
a little bit slowly. It's about the slowest that they have come out of a play so far. Gunlock in the shotgun. Lefty back to throw. Throws it down the far sideline, and what an open field tackle was made for Rapids. I'm thinking on the tackle for Rapids was Tyson Stempa.
Yep. Gain a one.
Yeah, they got it to the 46-yard line, so we'll give them 2 on that play. And now fourth down and 6 from the Eau Claire 46, and Rapids takes a timeout. Of course, we've got Badger football for you tomorrow. They played a good half against the Trojans of USC last week, but couldn't sustain that momentum in the second half. And now Chesma Luzzi kind of on a little leave of absence for the Badgers.
Yeah, I mean, for health, whether it's, you know, listening a little bit to Seth and James on Playmakers, is it for physical health, mental health? I mean, it's none of our business, really. But it's, if it's preserving physical health for the draft, go late round and really surprise someone. But it makes you kind of wonder if there's a little bit of discontent with the use of the run game that he doesn't want to bail on Wisconsin, but he just wants to get out. Makes you wonder.
Sounds like Romeo Doubs may be out for Sunday as well.
Yeah, some personal issue. Hope everything's all right with him. I mean, you always kind of get concerned when it's a personal issue. Hopefully family's okay.
Big time target for Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth down and 6 now as we come out of the town. And Rapids, three different Raiders jumped offside. So instead of a fourth down and 6, now be a fourth down and 1 from the Rapids 49-yard line.
Bailing them out.
And again, still 2:15 to go here in the half. Gunlock back in the shotgun, standing at his own 46-yard line. They hand it off, and Rapids was waiting for Mr. Simmons, and he is going to lose yardage back to the 49-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial. Yeah, they'll probably put it down, a loss of 2. And Downs is the call on the turnover, and Rapids, they'll put it right at midfield.
That was that big stop I was talking about.
So now we'll see what Rapids can do in the final 129 seconds here of half number 1.
Right at the 50.
So up to the line of scrimmage.
Outstanding.
Comes the offensive line along with Rasmussen. I formation behind him. The tail of the tandem gets the pitch, and Pilot is in trouble, and down he goes. Back at his own 35-yard line. He just could not get the block on the edge. They'll give him some forward progress.
Not much.
38-yard line. He was actually, the ball was laying at the 35 when he went down. So they'll say a loss of 12 on the play.
Oof.
Second and 22. And now you start to think about maybe we do try to run out the clock and go into the locker room with an 8-point lead. Kind of surprised the old names aren't calling timeout.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a good point. A very good point. I mean, they get the ball to start the second half. So you would think maybe it depends on what they do on this down or even third down and then make that push.
Rasmussen in no hurry right now. And there is the handoff. Up the middle, on the dive, right side.
Gain a 1.
And there it is. There's the timeout that's going to be taken now by Eau Claire Memorial. As Lehman picks up only a yard on the carry. And it'll be third down and 21 from the 39-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids with a 1:10 to go as the Wisconsin Rapids marching band goes marching around the track on the far side of Wood Trust Bank Stadium field, excuse me. Southland County Stadium. Look across the way, Eau Claire Memorial. I don't know, what do you think? 50 people over there? Maybe a few more?
Yeah, 50 to 70. Rapids, very good, very good crowd, very good contingent.
Yeah.
Homecoming week.
Always a busy week and hectic week for coaches. But
oh, yeah, one of the worst weeks there is. It's just all the distractions. You're worried about the flowers. You're worried about the date. You're worried about dinner. You're worried about the game.
The dance.
Yeah. Well, I never worried about that. I mean, if you can't dance, you don't have to worry much about that.
Wide out on the top of the screen is Hefner. Man in the slot on the right side this time, too. Richardson rolls to his right. He'll get a little screen out on the right-hand side, and that's only going to be good for a yard or two to Hefner. And another timeout going to be quickly called by the old A's after a pickup as they mark it at the 41-yard line, a gain of two. It'll be fourth down and 19 for Rapids. As we now are down to 62 seconds left, so as quickly as they get to the line of scrimmage, they're used to the hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that will be advantageous for the old A's.
Well, if you can get a good punt like you did last time, and your defense plays like it has the last two drives, I think you're going to get out of this relatively unscathed.
They were getting a little more pressure on the quarterback in that last
Yes, they are. Their defense is starting to shore up a little bit.
They're sending Tritz out. And he will stand back at about his own 30-yard line. Punted away. Let's see who they're sending deep. They sometimes send back Arndorfer and other times Quinney. Do the old Abes. Those are their typical return men. So the snap is
nice
good.
Nice kick.
Spiraling kick that.
Back to the 18.
Is going to be returned up the near sideline. 20, 25, 30. Slam on the brakes. Take it back towards the middle of the field. Run into your own blocker. And then bounce off of that and get to the 40-yard line. So nice return. And the old Abes will start from there. And first and 10 with exactly 47 seconds to go. That was a nice spiraling punt.
Yes, it was.
Julius Clark they sent back that time to return the punt for the old Abes.
Well, let's see what they can do here, Andy.
Three wideouts, top of the screen. Gundlach rolling to the top of the screen. Going to let it fly on a little down and out, and he's got it at the 38-yard line.
They've ruled it complete, and that's what it's going to be. Belt, and they're asking because that ball squirted out of there, but Rapids is calling for timeout.
So 22 yards on the pickup that time as they get it all the way out to the 38-yard line of Rapids. And Rapids will take a timeout and make sure that they don't get up there too quickly and catch them off guard for a quick deep pass.
I didn't grab a which number was that way across the field, so. Did you see that one, Randy?
Did not catch the number on that reception that time, sorry.
That's all right. I got screened out of that.
It's a long way for these old eyes on a Friday night.
Well, I'm getting some glare off that field from all the lights. So. Well,
the other thing was it was on the opposite side of the field. He did a down and out, and the defender was between us and the receiver.
Yep.
Immediately got knocked out of bounds. So there's our excuses. And we will come out of this TO with just 8 seconds remaining.
I believe it was number two, actually.
The timeout taken that time by Rapids to make sure that they're all regrouped for 8 seconds to go here and have a man deep standing at
Hail Mary.
19-yard line. Rolling this time to the right. He gets hit as he lets it fly, and the ball, is it caught? No,
nope.
Bounces at the 31-yard line. So that'll make a second down and 10 from the Rapids 38-yard line. And we are now down to 33 seconds.
Yep.
Okay, I thought it was 8 seconds before.
It's all right.
The big screen is off. We got to go look at the little screen. It got blocked out there, too. And now
timeout
for the old Abes. There's an injured player laying down.
Yep.
There.
Yep.
One of the Eau Claire Memorial players laying back at the 43-yard line. I don't know if he just went down at the end there. Takes off his helmet now.
Hopefully the young man's all right.
Homecoming 2024 here tonight from Woodtrust Bank Field. And again, next week, we hope to be over in Nakusa.
That's going to be a nice one.
Ripon, I believe, is the opponent where my wife spent about 10 years of her youth. years. Her father was a Speed Queen worker. Of course, also the home of ripping good cookies.
Yeah.
New to the South Central, aren't they?
Yes and no, because I know that they've had ties to the South Central Conference in the past, usually more of an East Central Conference, but with the changes in all the conferences, it just, who knows anymore.
So hard to keep track of, is it not?
Yeah, it's going to be changing now, that assumption, going to eight player in 2026. They're going to honor their contracts and obligations for next year, trying to play 11-player. They're going to do what they can. It's just a tough spot when you have, as Coach Sullivan told me, 15 players. It's really hard to compete when you only have 15 players and 11 got to be on the field at once.
Josh Lorschner gets up under his own power, the wide receiver, 6'5", 200-pounder for the Old Abe. So good to see him walk off the field under his own power. 33 ticks to go. Two wideouts left, two to the right. Signaled back to the left of Gundlach, and flag flies. Orange flag, pink flag, colored flag, not yellow. And the penalty is going to be on the Old Abes for a snap infraction. Probably double clutched it. It'll be a second down and 15 now from the 43-yard line of Rapids.
Makes just a little bit more difficult.
One tick actually went off the clock, which it probably should not have.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to get a hold as Gundlach rolls around the left side and runs out of bounds at the 35-yard line, but this is going to come back.
Run lock on the carry.
Holding on the offense.
Back-to-back penalties on the Old Abes.
Holding against the Old Abes.
Let's see where they mark it back from the 43-yard line. So they'll go back into the Eau Claire Memorial side of the field to the 47-yard line. And now it'll end up being a second down and 15 and 10 more, 25 yards to go on that 10-yard penalty. Down to the 25 seconds left. Try that little down and out again on the left side of the field and
number
knocked
two
out of bounds. Caught over there by Julius Clark, the 6-foot, 170-pound senior. So they will mark it at the 41-yard line of Rapids. So gain of 12 on that pass. And it brings up third and 13. Back to throw Gundlach. Same play. Caught over there at the 32-yard line.
Maybe that's 14.
And that reception is made by Oliver Vick, 5'11", 165-pound junior.
Catch made by number 14, Oliver LeFlay.
So they will actually put it down at the 32-yard line for a gain of 9 on that. Brings up a fourth down and 6. And we take another timeout with 12 ticks to go.
Halftime update, 16-6, Nakusa over those Green Devils of Adams Friendship.
It's always a nice little rivalry, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Remember, about 14 years ago when Rapids was flooding so bad with all that rain, when they closed down the Jackson Street Bridge? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember I was writing for the newspaper then, and my grandfather went down to Adams with me. My grandpa went to Adams Friendship, and that was the only game Nakusa lost in the regular season. They didn't take the game too seriously.
Gundlach, again, the down and out. Got it caught. It's going to be enough yardage for the first down as they mark it at the 26-yard line.
Number two again.
And it'll be a first and 10 again. You're right. Julius Clark.
Tackle by 25, JD
Wyman. So the pass good for 6 yards, and we have 7 seconds to go.
Well,
if you keep doing the down and out, you got at least one more play after this one. But it looks like they're looking in the middle of the field, looking for the end zone, throwing it down there, and it's overthrown. Rapids had 3 defenders back there.
One more second, 2.
Clock runs out to 1, and a cloud of smoke amongst the student bodies as they send up a
baby powder. The old LeBron James thing.
So second and 10, one more play from the